you're hearing. Moments like this are not to get you discouraged, but they ought to be fuel to keep you moving forward and saying, God, I trust you. If you did it for them, you can do it for me.
That's right. Doctor, I want to add to that. The Holy Spirit just gave me an affirmation for those who are in that part where you are feeling frustrated. What you can say instead is, God, I'm so fascinated with the journey that you're taking me on because I know it's going to bring me closer to you.
Yes.
So whenever you feel frustrated, just stop right there and say, God, I am so fascinated with this journey you're taking me on because I know it's bringing me closer to you. I'm so fascinated. You can't say I'm so fascinated and not smile. You can't say it. You can't. So guess what? Whenever you feel frustrated, God, I am so fascinated with the journey that you're taking me on because I know it's bringing me closer to you.
Somebody needs to write that down and put it before you. And every day, I'm so fascinated with the journey that you're taking me on because it's bringing me closer to you. Because what Melissa said was, I got to make God a priority and not turn that into an idol. I've got to make God a priority and keep reminding that, God, I'm trusting you to do this. I'm not doing this in my own strength, but God, I am so fascinated with the journey. It's scripture. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted greatly in his ways. God, I'm so fascinated with the journey that you're taking me on because it's bringing me closer to you. You are developing my faith. You are strengthening me. You're preparing me for what's ahead. I am fascinated with the journey. Now, Portia, when I take that, I'm going to give you credit the first time. But I just want you to know already, I have now taken it.
That's so good.
The Holy Spirit gave it to me to give. So it's y'all. Take it.
It's so good.
Listen, I am fascinated with the journey. I am fascinated with that thing is bubbling in my spirit right now. I am fascinated with the journey. It may not look like I want to look, but I'm fascinated with the journey. Why? And this kind of goes to my favorite scripture in 1 Corinthians 10:13, that there's no temptation, trial, or test taking you, but such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted, tried, or tested above that you are able. And with the temptation, he will always make a way of escape. I am fascinated with the journey because you've got an escape. You've got an answer. You've got an open door that I have not seen. So I'm fascinated with the journey, and my eyes are locked to see the open door that you have for me. Okay. I like being around. You've got to get around people.
Yeah.
When you can see the promise. That causes what you are, the gestation period, to still leap on the inside of you. You got to get around people, which is why when Mary had the word spoken over her life, she goes to Elizabeth's house because it matters who you're around when you're in the birthing process. You got to be around somebody that causes that baby, that little seed that's planted, to leap on the inside of you to confirm what God said so you can stay fascinated with the journey. Okay, y'all about to make me preach, and I got two good preachers on here, so let me stop.
That was so good, though. That was so good. I said,
Doc
about to go off. That tree behind
me. She went. She was gone.
So good, though. It's so good.
Here's the deal. The reason why that's so important, and that's the mentality I had throughout the process, and that's why I began to talk to my son, because I understand it. For a lot of people, your journey in your faith journey, you may be just beginning, or you may not, you know, your walk with God may be new. Knowing what to say practically in a moment matters, right? It doesn't matter where you are in the journey. You could say that. I'm so fascinated with the journey because it's bringing me closer to you, because it makes sense. It's palatable.
Yeah.
You know, you can take that and it applies to every area of your life. And so it's something that it is quick, it's on the spot, and it invigorates you, keeps you going. And even if it's that for that 15 minutes. Like, you good. You good. And then something else comes out of it. And so if you just say that consistently, man, it just changes. Words are powerful. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. You just got to know what to say.
Let me tell you something. The comments are jumping. I'm looking at the comments. One of, I think it was Vicky Stokes said, y'all got me wanting to run in my house.
Run, sis.
Somebody else said, you can't make that statement and frown. And I really love that. You cannot make that statement and have a frown on your face.
It's impossible.
It is impossible.
The word, the way the words are shaped, they're designed for assassinated. Like, you can't.
Got to. You got to grin on that one. You got to grin. You got to. You got to.
Oh, my God.
So good.
Oh, my God. Oh my God, I am fascinated with the journey. I'm telling Portia, I have this whole journey vision for our discipleship. Baby, I'm telling you, I'm taking it. I'm just going to give you credit the first time.
But, the first time. Okay.
But that I am fascinated with the journey. And I remember when I became senior pastor and everybody was asking me, was I scared? Was I in fear? And one of the things I said to myself at the beginning of this journey, because I knew you're coming behind Apostle Hilliard, big shoes, a female pastor, young, single, has not been done before like this. But I made a point. I said to myself, I'm going to enjoy this journey. I don't want to look back 20 years from now, 15 years from now, and I didn't enjoy the journey. And being fascinated with the journey, here's the way you can say, but Pat, because I hear some of y'all out there saying, how are you going to be fascinated when you're facing difficulties and you got a bad report? I'm fascinated because I want to watch God work. I'm going to be fascinated by how he pulls me through. I'm going to be fascinated by how he pulls this thing up. So God, blow my mind.
God, this is all, okay, nobody do this, God, but you.
Nobody.
Because of all the hell that I'm going through, all the pain, all the frustration, all the drama, with everything that I'm experiencing right now, it can't be nobody but God. You gotta say it like that, with all the bad grammar. It can't be nobody but Jesus to get me out of this.
Yeah.
So I'm so fascinated with how you gonna do this.
That's right.
How you gonna do this one?
And when it's all said and done, you're gonna say it was good for me that I was afflicted. Because it just wasn't about you. Now that I'm going through that, and I said that was the worst pain of my life. I haven't cried like that before, no since. That was horrible. But now that I'm out of it, I said, God, I want to thank you. Because now I got a heart for mothers who want to be mothers. Now I have a heart when I see people who are striving for something they're standing in faith for. And I have compassion. And now God has given me a healing ministry that I had no idea he would give me. Now he gives me to lay hands on people who want to have babies, and I'll never see them again. And then I hear through somebody, you know, so-and-so had a baby. You know, so I said, God, if this is why I went through that, so be it. I'm so thankful. God, you are worthy and faithful.